You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you and prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
All right, we will start the 4 o'clock hour. The little stock market report. Stock Market Report is sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Dow Jones up 70 points this afternoon. S&P 500 up 50 points. And the NASDAQ up 214 points. So we've got a green day working on Wall Street. We will take that. Hopefully we can close out the week tomorrow with a little bit more green. Our sister station, Kiss Country, presents Stars and Strings this November at Hard Rock Live, and that features Lee Brice, Kane Brown, Brantley Gilbert, Brandon Lake, and Stephen Wilson Jr. We've got a chance for you to win tickets. Just text the word DRUMMER to 20357. That's DRUMMER. Text that word right now to 20357. You're entered in the contest. If you want more info, go to WQAM.com. It is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. And, of course, do not text and drive. All right, let's get headlines. We'll get back on the clock here. We had a fun hour with Coach Larrañaga. Always is. Marlins got their butts whooped this afternoon, but we'll get all the headlines here with Alejandro Solana, including the Miami Heat schedule release. All brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVW.com.
I'd mentioned the amount of national games that the Miami Heat are going to play this year, 25 national games. Here are the first five games on the schedule, though, for the Miami Heat.
All right.
Versus the Timberwolves, we know that.
Yep.
October 21st. They'll host the Pistons as well.
Oh, Duncan Robinson.
Cade Cunningham.
Well, Duncan Robinson.
Then they're on the road. Their first game on the road is a rematch of last year's play-in tournament, which Miami, of course, lost in Charlotte.
They did.
And they play Cooper Flagg and the Mavericks here at home.
Oh, okay.
And then they'll go on the road and play the Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, all right. Interesting.
I'd mentioned to you in the last hour, but I'll repeat it for those who missed it. The Heat will play the Bucks November 18th. That's Giannis's first game against Milwaukee, his former team. That'll be in Miami, though.
And that'll be, obviously, Tyler Hero.
His return.
Jaime Jaquez Jr.
And Khalil Ware.
I mean, this is that's a big matchup, more than just the Giannis side. That's a big matchup.
You're 100% right. Yeah. Giannis playing the Bucks, but really Tyler Hero coming back.
It's a homecoming for a whole bunch of heaters. Giannis in Milwaukee will be more interesting. Like, it's fun to see him play against his old team, but in Miami, to me, the story that night is Tyler Hero's return.
Does Tyler get a...
Oh, yeah.
A video welcome? Video welcome from the Heat? Like a video thank you?
Yes.
Or do they do like a package deal for everybody?
No. Tyler gets a very well-produced, lengthier video tribute than both Khalil and Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Don't forget Kasperis Jakučionis. Huh?
And, of course, Kasperis Jakučionis. He gets one still photo that Uptown Dale will hold up in the 300 level. A Polaroid.
disrespectful to Kaz. I was very disappointed that Miami had to trade away Kaspers Iakuchonis.
Yeah, well, you'll be all right.
And then the Heat's first road trip, like lengthy road trip, that's going to be out on the West Coast comes within a month of the first season. After six games, Miami goes out on a five-game West Coast road trip, Hawk, at the Lakers, at the Clippers, at Golden State. That's the second night of a back-to-back scheduled loss. At Sacramento, at Utah, from November 2nd through November 10th. So five games, eight nights, all out on the West Coast.
All right.
And that's pretty much it. Those are your Heat schedule.
That's the big takeaways?
Yeah, I think so.
Of course, you know you can hear all the games again this season right here on 104.3 WQAM. You can watch the non-nationally televised games in Miami and Dade and Monroe counties on Local 10.
How about this? The Heat, their G League affiliate, the Sioux Falls Skyforce,
mm-hmm.
they're hosting a tryout, a local tryout at the Kaseya Center from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. September 27th.
There was another, I think it was a G League team that I saw on social media last week that had open tryouts, and they pay, you pay like $150 to try out. Like, it's kind of a revenue generator for a G League team. The tryout was the funniest damn thing I've ever seen. I mean, it was hysterical what you were watching up and down the court.
Hawk, I'll go halvesies on you, and we send Jimmy to that tryout.
Well, someone suggests, our friend Keith, suggests Jimmy the Bedbug is the new PA announcer for the Miami Heat to take over for Mike Biamonte.
How much?
I mean, I'm kind of down with that. You think you could handle the public address duties for the Miami Heat, Bedbug?
I'll do my best.
Well, again, you know, I would expect that, but do you think you could handle it is my...
Most likely, no.
No. Well, we gave it a shot. Give me your best, like, your best intro. Jimmy the Bedbug, he is behind the microphone for the first time ever at the Kaseya Center. Giannis Antetokounmpo is being introduced for the first time as a member of the Miami Heat. This is October 21st. Because as far as I know, the Heat haven't made a decision yet, so this is consider this your on-air audition. Go ahead. You're introducing Giannis Antetokounmpo to the Miami Heat crowd.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Okay. All right. There was something there. I was expecting a little more build-up, like, and now, you know, like, I thought you were going to work into it a little bit more. You went right for the money shot there.
It's a rough draft. Rough draft.
That wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. Do you think you might do the Bedbug thing? You know, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and then everyone ends up doing the Bedbug thing in the stadium?
Oh, for sure.
All right.
That was actually pretty impressive, Hawk.
Right. Give us another one. How about checking into the game for the first time?
Bobby Portis Jr.
Checking in the game, Bobby Portis Jr.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Now I want to hear one more. Tim Hardaway Jr.
Right.
First game, checking in, playing in his dad's number 10 jersey.
Yeah. Which is hanging from the rafters.
I mean, big moment,
right?
This
is a big moment, Bedbug.
Checking into the game. Number 10, Tim Hardaway Jr.
Okay. All right.
Maybe we should have stopped after Giannis.
The Giannis was pretty good. Yeah. I will give you that.
You've got a thing with the Junior.
That's all I got.
Okay. No, it's all right. What are you drinking there? Cup of soup?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee?
Little cup of Joe.
Drinking it loudly.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the... Like, yeah, we got you. Like, all right.
I like the savor.
Who has ordered their Jimmy the Bedbug t-shirt from my son's t-shirt store? You should be ashamed of yourself if you listen to this show and you haven't ordered a Hawk Crowder Solana and Jimmy shirt or a Jimmy the Bedbug t-shirt. You should go right now to horsemuffins.com or hawklovesavocadotoast.com. Because Jimmy the Bedbug is sweeping the nation.
I am.
Hawk, today is exactly 1 month until the Miami Dolphins' regular season opener.
Wow.
They'll play the Raiders exactly a month from today. They'll play the Commanders tomorrow
in
the preseason opener, ladies and gentlemen.
I saw Kirk Cousins starts tonight for the Raiders, but Mendoza will play.
Yeah, Mendoza's going to play. Kirk Cousins is going to start.
Would that lead you to believe that the Raiders are favored if they're playing two decent quarterbacks?
And Jimmy found out that Carson Beck is not playing tonight.
Yeah.
For the Cardinals, my guess is Jacoby Brissett not playing for the Cardinals either, so that's a lot of Gardner Minshew. So, yeah, Raiders are probably favorites.
Raiders are 2.5-point favorites tonight over the Cardinals. Dolphins tomorrow are 2.5-point favorites over the Commanders. The theory being, you have a first-year head coach and a lot of new players,
right.
And he said Malik Willis will probably get some time, and I imagine Jaden Daniels will not.
Not get any time.
So Dolphins are favored tomorrow, -2.5.
Based on how joint practices went yesterday, where it seemed like Jaden Daniels was doing whatever he wanted to do, I don't think there's a reason to play him in an actual preseason game. Darren Waller did sign a one-year deal with the Panthers. We went over that. Oh, and your full schedule. Bengals, Lions today, Steelers, Packers, Patriots, Colts, Texans, Chargers, Mike McDaniel's debut on the sideline.
Rondé Gadsden might get a little run, maybe.
That's right. Raiders versus Cardinals, and then the Niners play the Titans. A game I kind of want to see, just to see if Cam Ward is going to play anything.
Sure.
Hawk, the top 10 most valuable NFL franchises. The list was released by Sportico a couple days ago.
Cowboys have to be number one.
Cowboys are number one.
Yeah.
So the Lakers just got sold for $12.5 billion. Do you think the Cowboys are valued more or less than the Lakers?
Because they own the stadium, I'm going to say more.
$15.5 billion.
Yes, crazy.
L.A. Rams are second on this list. Do you think it's more or less than the Lakers?
Man, NFL, I'm going to say more.
12.7.
Still doing the loud gulps, huh?
12.7.
You have to have the coffee right now. As you're delivering headlines?
My throat is just a little hoarse, so the coffee's really helping.
I got you, okay.
Yeah. But I don't think anybody else hears that.
Well.
L.A. Rams, $12.7 billion.
All right.
Then it's the Giants at $12 billion, Patriots $10.4 billion, the Jets at $10.4 billion, the Eagles at $10.3 billion, and coming in at number seven, ladies and gentlemen, are the Miami Dolphins, $10.3 billion.
Wild.
According to Sportico.
Wild.
And ESPN ranked the current in-season top 50 baseball players in Major League Baseball. Do you see this ranking?
No.
Highest ranking for a Marlin, the only Marlin.
Ooh. This is position players or pitchers included?
Pitchers are included, anybody. Only one Marlin ranked in the top 50.
Ooh. Can't be Sandy, right? Is it Yuri?
Otto Lopez. At number 17. But number one overall.
17? That's not
17,
bad.
Yeah, pretty
Pete
good.
Pete Crow Armstrong.
Not number one.
He's number two then. Shohei's number one, PCA number two.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Shohei's number one, PCA is ranked second overall. Again, not like top 50 baseball players, period, but just based on what they're doing right now.
Yep.
Your boy, PCA, is
he
raking.
He's having a season. Right now, he's the favorite to win MVP over Shohei.
Oh, it's because Shohei hasn't really been playing. He's not pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Tua's going to start tomorrow for the Falcons in their preseason opener against the Falcons.
Okay.
Against the Broncos. And Deshaun Watson is going to start for the Browns in their preseason opener, not Shedeur Sanders.
Very good.
All right. Your weather in South Florida right now, it is 94 degrees. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the upper 80s. This weather report was brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Don't wait until the next storm hits. Get your free roof and window estimate. Call 954-968-8155. In fact, there are two storms developing out in the Atlantic coming westward from Africa. Doesn't mean that they'll impact South Florida, but just a little reminder that, hey, we're in hurricane season.
And there's a big old storm in Davie right now because Crowder lost power, and we could hear the thunder during Coach Larinaga's segment. So, and we had a big thunder boom before the show went on the air today at 2 o'clock out here. So there are some storms in South Florida, so be aware of that. Oh, today's the first day of school for Dade County, right? Today's Thursday, yeah.
Today was a bit of a traffic nightmare for me.
I imagine, yeah. So now all Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County kids are back in school for the school year, so be careful if you're out there driving as kids get out of school.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Tighten your ass up, whale.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Jimmy, you had such a good day music-wise yesterday. And then you go with this crap.
I don't regret it.
Good line. Maybe Jimmy the Bedbug will be mixing. We have a little party here at the radio station tonight for Power 96, their 40th anniversary. It's just a staff party, but maybe Jimmy, maybe you'll hop on the ones and twos.
DJ Bedbug.
DJ Bedbug on the ones and twos.
That's
Let's
fire.
Go. That's a good nickname, isn't
nickname,
it?
Man.
DJ Bedbug? Like Marshmallow? He wears the Marshmallow? Bedbug's got the antenna coming out of his head?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great idea.
And Hawk's throwing you alley-oop, Jim. You got to capitalize.
I'm telling you, you have to lean into Jimmy the Bedbug. It is working.
I have.
All right. Saw on social media, this became a little bit of a sensation the last couple of days. Would you punch your best friend in the face as hard as you could if it would guarantee your NBA team winning the championship?
Yes.
You would.
That's easy because my best friend's NBA team is the Heat as well.
But in other words, you would punch them as hard as you could in the face.
T and J,
yeah.
my buddies,
yeah.
if I can we tell them what's going on in advance?
No.
No.
Because then they can mentally prepare for it.
Right. You just have to walk up and hit him with a haymaker, but as hard as you can in the face.
Ooh. No, because I think I'd cause damage.
Well, that's the question. If you hit someone as hard as you can in the face, and it's not a fight, so they're not expecting it, you could really injure someone, but you're guaranteeing your team wins the championship.
Let's go Heat Nation. T, you're in trouble. Like, guarantee that Bam and Giannis, we win the championship next year, but I got to hit T as hard as I can in the face?
Yep.
Oh, man. The medical bills. I'm down.
How about the Marlins win the World Series?
Not that concerned.
Yeah. Gators? Well, Gators, he's a Gator, so he'd probably be okay with that, right?
Yeah, he'd be okay. Afterwards, we could tell him. Like at the hospital and the surgeon, I could be like, man, you know what like, this is going to do
that, man? We were watching TV. Why'd you do that?
Yeah. It's different being hit in a fight than being cold, like blindsided.
Yeah.
Because you're ready for it.
Yeah, but hospital bills? I mean, Crowder, you're a big former athlete, but who do you think you are? Sugar Ray Robinson?
Nah, man.
Solana, I actually have felony charges for breaking a guy's jaw in college.
I mean, if you hit someone as hard as you can in the face, you could break their orbital bone. They could hit their head on the ground and die. I've seen stories about that.
Solana, you probably never close your fist. You just slap people like a woman.
That's a good question. Would you slap your best friend for the Marlins to win a World Series as hard as you can? You would slap T as hard as you can if it guaranteed the Marlins winning a World Series.
Because you can't hurt nobody with a slap.
But it can sting, man.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You can shatter their eardrum.
Could shatter their eardrum.
Yeah, that's another feminine answer.
Well, I've seen it happen.
Somebody text in, I would punch the F out of my friend. We'd both be happy.
This is the easiest question you've ever asked us.
Really?
Easy.
You would punch your best friend in the face as hard as you could.
I mean, I wouldn't think twice about it.
Really? So it's more important to you for the Heat to win a championship than your best friend's health and safety?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd punch my mom in the face.
He is a Heat fan.
Solana, have you ever punched somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Who hasn't?
Come on.
I'm not talking about you and Daniel fighting as kids like a grown man.
We're all a bunch of dudes over here, of course. Come on.
I laid someone out this morning.
Told you, I don't believe in fighting. I just threaten legal action.
Right. Well, that's the best kind of fight.
That's so soft.
You haven't noticed that that's this show's overriding theme?
that's the argument of Solana. I'm like, you're not even built like that.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to do something for the team that you love.
You got to lock in.
Sometimes you got to lock in. Yeah. Lock up. Stand down, stand back.
I mean, you wouldn't slap DJ, your son, if it meant the Miami Dolphins would win the Super Bowl?
Slap him?
Yeah.
Would I slap him?
Well, I guess he's a Bears fan.
Right.
So just slap him across the face.
I know how slap works.
If it meant that the Bears are going to win a Super Bowl, I mean, he would be ecstatic that you did that. Ecstatic.
Okay. You're saying he would be ecstatic. So let me change it then. Would you accept Crowder's hardest punch in your face in order to ensure a Miami Heat victory?
If Crowder knocked me out. I'm talking.
Well, he would if he punched you as hard as he could in the face.
You might die though.
I don't think so. I saw him flex yesterday, try to show us his bicep.
Yeah.
And it literally was the most depressing flex I've ever seen in my entire life.
It went backwards.
I mean, it was tough, brother. It was tough. I got to be honest.
It was like
with
a cartoon where it goes backwards.
Yeah. Solana, you're built like a CVS employee. I will kill you.
But honestly, you would take, because now I'm reversing it, because you're saying DJ would love it. So you're saying you would get hit in the face.
If Crowder knocking me out, breaking my orbital bone, and it meant, I have to deal with the repercussions of that for a month or two or whatever, meant that the Dolphins would win a Super Bowl or the Miami Heat would win an NBA title, I wouldn't think twice about it.
Oh,
I wouldn't be upset
I don't
with
think
Crowder.
I don't think you would go through with it. I don't think you'd go through with it. I think you'd get to the moment.
You don't think I what?
I don't think you'd go through with it.
Crowder, come punch me.
We're talking about ICU. We're talking about beep, beep, beep. That like they have to monitor your heart rate.
Yeah.
Why your jaw drinking soup for 6 months?
Are you guys forgetting I'm the guy that willingly checks himself into the hospital every time I travel?
He loves it there. Would you wire your jaw shut for 1 year in order for the Heat to win a championship?
Would you still keep me on the show with my mouth shut?
I think you'd be the best you've ever been in the history of the program. In fact, now I'm considering doing it just to improve the show.
No, I would not wire my mouth shut
no.
for an entire year if it meant that he could win a title. But wire my mouth shut for a week or two if it meant that he could win a title, yes.
Would you have all your front teeth removed in order for the Heat to win a championship?
Mm. Yeah.
You would?
For sure.
Four front, four bottom. Top and bottom.
Oh, man.
And you can't replace them.
Oh, like forever?
Oh, man.
You can't replace them for 1 year.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I'm basically married already. Who cares?
Well, you can't eat a sandwich.
Why not? You cut it and then you shove it into the back of your mouth.
That's a fun way to eat a sandwich.
He's molar heavy. He'll be molar heavy.
Absolutely ridiculous conversation. Today is National Filet Mignon Day, by the way. I mentioned that at the beginning of the show. Today is also the release date of Fast Times at Ridgemont High. It was released on this day in 1982. What are you laughing at?
He is listening. He said, damn, bro, you're just going to hit me like that? Our family just had dinner together. We were just in New York and had dinner with T.
I guarantee you that Crowder wouldn't do that, by the way, for a championship. He wouldn't. He's saying he would. There's no chance he would do that.
He doesn't care enough.
About sports.
Yeah.
Although I don't think he cares about his friends that much either.
If I explain to T what the situation is in advance, I think we could get through it. But I couldn't just hit T in the mouth.
Would you hit T as hard as you can without telling him why for $1 million? And you could not share it with him?
No.
You would not?
I couldn't share it with him because afterwards I could be like, bruh, we just got $1 million. We're going to bust it down 50-50.
Right. That's the caveat. You cannot share it with him.
Can I funnel it to him?
No.
In a business way?
No.
Like start an LLC and put it in there and now his name's on it?
No.
I'll find a way to get him some bread.
You can't. Because the only way that you could say, like, you'd have to say to him afterwards, that was for my kids. You got to understand, like, I didn't want to do that, but $1 million, I'm going to put $350,000 each in the kids' accounts, and Uncle T just helped them out.
And he just has a daughter, my niece, Mason. Like, I can't get, what if I can get it to Mason?
No, his family cannot see any of the money.
So I just bust his mouth open, and
but you get $1 million.
It benefits me.
Yes.
Oh, man.
But it benefits you in a spectacular fashion. $1 million.
Yes. Come on. What are we doing here?
Can I buy a house and let him live in it?
No. He cannot benefit from this.
No. The real question here, Hawk, is, Crowder, is that friendship worth $1 million to you? In other words, if somebody told you right now, I will hand you $1 million, but you can never speak to that person ever again.
Man, that's, bro.
And you can't tell them why. You have to block them on every social media. You have to block them on your phone. If you see them, you have to turn the other way. You can never have contact with your friend again, but you get $1 million.
Hawk, if I told you, your best friend in the world, I don't know who it is, but your best friend in the world.
It's Jimmy.
No. Barry, Jim.
If Barry stopped talking to you tomorrow, and you just somehow found out, well, somebody gave him $1 million to stop talking to you, you'd be like, oh, okay, I get that.
No, but you don't find out.
I'm just saying if you did, you would understand.
Yes, but what if I never found out and my best friend all of a sudden just ceased all communication with me with no explanation?
This is a good question. I'm not going to lie.
Because it's like, how much do you value a particular friendship?
$1 million trumps them all.
Really?
And I love
I'll stop talking to Solana for $250, $300, right. $1,000.
That you'd have to pay. You'd have to pay $250, $300. And you could stop talking to him forever.
That's a great question.
Maybe because Crowder's made $1 million. But speaking as somebody who hasn't.
Your brother. You can never talk to your brother again the rest of your life for $1 million.
Give me $50.
I mean, that guy would sign up for that in a heartbeat. By the way, I'll address this again. We've addressed it every day. Somebody says, your audio is a mess. Crowder's on 10. The rest of you are on 3. I don't know what else to do. We have alerted everyone in the world about the audio issues on the video stream, and everyone knows of it. And that's all I can tell you, right? We don't have a further update, Solana?
We do not.
Yeah, it just, there is something wrong with the audio when it comes to the video streaming. For some people, it's okay. For other people, it's unwatchable, and we apologize. I don't know what to do. Solana's had a conference call with the head of our digital department for the entire company. It's not that we don't care. I honestly don't know what to do at this point, other than to tell you to listen on the radio, which I believe sounds fine, which is 104.3 FM, or the Odyssey app, which I'm told sounds fine as well. The YouTube stream apparently has issues. For some people, not everyone, but that's the only explanation I can give you. All right, we got to take a break. A lot more to get to in the next 20 minutes. And this hour, tomorrow, will only be on till 5 o'clock. We'll have Game Day Uncensored beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Ooh. And get you ready for a little preseason football.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I'm uncomfortable walking inside a tree.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
I think the over-under is, Crowder, on number of wins, total wins for the Dolphins in the AFC East only. So BetOnline did division wins for every team in every division. What do you think the over-under is division wins for the Miami Dolphins?
1.5. They got to beat the Jets once.
It's 1.5. That's exactly what it is. The question is, the wager is, do you think the Dolphins can either beat the Jets twice or beat the Jets at least once and then also notch some sort of victory against New England or Buffalo?
This is a miserable conversation to have, but late in the year, they play the Bills and the Patriots, and I don't know who's last, but it might not mean anything. So the Dolphins get that late win over them when they're benching everybody.
Would you take that bet? Would you bet the Dolphins have more than 1.5 wins in the AFC East?
Yes. 2 wins in the AFC East, yes. I think the Jets are going to not be good, and I think they can steal one from one of those 2 playoff teams.
Would you take that bet, Solana? Over under 1.5 wins for the Dolphins in the AFC East.
Oh, man, that's so tough.
It is.
So they have to beat
either the Jets twice or the Jets twice.
Yes, I will take it.
Really?
Because you know what, Crowder? If the Dolphins are really going to win 4 games this season the way we expect them to, 2 of them have to be division games. They have to be. They just have to be.
Let me just see.
In the NFL, in division games are just wacky. Things happen
well,
in divisional
games. Well, that's true.
So more so than they do in games out of your division.
So there's 18 weeks in every season because you have the bye. So you have to add the bye onto the 17-game season. The last 2 games are Buffalo in Miami and at New England. There's a chance that neither of them games mean anything.
Right.
And now we're reaching for the stars, but yes, they can't get swept by the Patriots and Buffalo.
The only issue I have with that logic, because I remember, Crowder, when we were picking the 5 wins that the Dolphins were going to have, and you mentioned, hey, end of the season, Patriots perhaps may not be playing for anything. I agree with that, but somebody pointed out on Instagram, if the Dolphins have 3 wins or 4 wins in that last game, what the hell are they doing potentially winning that game and moving them out of the top spot, top 2 spot, top 3 spot?
Right. Why would Devon Achane be playing? Like, the only chance that you have to win these games that are meaningless for other teams is if you're trying to win them. But what are the Dolphins playing for? To Solana's point, if you've got 3 wins and you're kind of in line maybe for the first pick, why the hell are you risking Devon Achane anyway?
Nobody should be playing in that game. Listen, as much as I buy into the culture stuff and go win.
My voice is going to get deep for a reason. Pride and testosterone.
Yeah. But the guys who are out there playing for pride with their testosterone are not the guys who've been the ones all season long. You know what I mean? It's not like, hey, Devon, do you want to play today? It's like, no, Devon, you're not playing the rest of the season.
They can't bench Malik. They can't bench Devon.
Sure they could.
In that situation.
If they've seen enough, setting
a culture with Halfley and Sully trying to set a culture, and now we're going to show that we're going to bench our starters for the last 3 games of the season, I don't see that happening with what they're trying to do.
If they've seen enough from Malik Willis to say, hey, he's our guy, and we want to have him healthy for next season, everyone by game 14 is dinged up. There's enough nagging injuries to be able to legitimately put people on ice.
Not only that, but maybe I'm wrong about this. If the Dolphins have 3 wins or 4 wins at the end of the season going into week 17, don't we kind of know everything we need to know about Malik Willis at that point?
Yeah, but doesn't...
No,
but,
no. You're saying the only way that he's going to be the franchise quarterback is if he has a playoff season?
Franchise quarterback, yes. Yes. If not playoffs, but... I mean, if we have the number one overall pick next year, don't we kind of know everything we need to know about Malik Willis?
No.
I don't think so.
No, because then you're really judging him on wins and losses. That's not fair this season.
I think a franchise caliber quarterback, the one this organization desperately needs, is somebody who can elevate this team. I'm not saying they have to go win a playoff game this year. But don't you think
Cam Ward could be a franchise quarterback for Tennessee?
Yes.
You don't know after the end of last season because they had how many wins? Two? Three? I mean, you can't say, oh, he's not that. Like, you saw enough to go, yeah, he's going to be the franchise quarterback.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just for the Patrick Pauls, for the, I can't say this boy's name,
nailed it again.
For the Caden Proctors, for the Caleb Douglases, for that, I'm sitting there and I'm seeing you put the starting quarterback on ice because we're trying to get a draft pick. That's not, you talk about heat culture and all the culture thing. As a young player sitting there looking at that, you're like, oh, okay, this is strategic. This isn't trying to win every game. And I don't think Halfley's built like that. Honestly, I talked to him a couple weeks ago. I do not believe Halfley's built like
but
that.
But he's not stupid. Like, I get what you're saying.
Put your best out there and let's see who wins when the clock hits triple zeros.
You haven't seen a defensive player go to basketball. Testosterone driven. You haven't seen somebody make a business decision in the paint. Even though they're filled with testosterone and pride, you haven't seen someone make a business decision?
I don't want Ja Morant to dunk on my head and be on a trading card.
Jeff Halfley doesn't want to lose the services of Devon Achan next season. As much testosterone as I've got, I'm going to make a business decision.
The scary part of this conversation is if you look at the roster, the Jets have more talent than us. But I just feel as if we can beat the Jets. Yeah. Is Malik Willis better than Geno Smith?
I think so. Ooh, I hope so.
Geno
Smith has had a better career than him. So Geno Smith is probably a better quarterback right now, but I'm hoping Malik Willis is better than him.
They have an all-pro receiver in Garrett Wilson as well.
Yeah.
If Malik Willis, at the end of this season, we don't feel like we can answer that question with just a quick yes, he's better than Geno Smith, then the Dolphins do not have their franchise
quarterback. Correct. That I would give you. Yeah, that I would give you.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You know who never just kind of mails it in?
Who?
The Costco guys.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. and we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.